Troy and Abed in the morning.
Yo, 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 pop, pop.
I've never gotten a zero before.
I'm a cat. I'm a sexy cat.
I see your value now.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Much Talk About Community, a show about community where we take a year to go back and look at Greendale Community College. As always, I'm your host, Grant Ingram, and if you want to interact with us, you can do that by sending us an email at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com, by following us on Instagram at muchtalkaboutcommunity, by following us on Twitter at MTACpod. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, Marty Shores. How are you doing, Marty?
I'm good. It's been a very weird day, like I said earlier when we first started this, but it's been a good day.
Yeah, just weirdly long and Well, today we're talking about season one, episode. Let me get the number right.
Episode. It's six, man. It's six. I got the notes for you.
Episode six. Yeah, and seven. So episode six is football, feminism, and you. And then episode seven's introduction to statistics. As always, we are starting spoiler free. So Marty, what did you think of football, feminism, and you spoiler free?
I really liked it. I liked the plot of it. I loved episode seven, but I really did like episode six.
All right.
I mean, it was just fun. It was just a fun episode.
It really was. It was quite funny. It was all good. Yeah. I'm with you there. It's just really good. I love seeing Troy and Abed in it. Troy and Pierce were good too. Especially
Troy and everyone. Troy interacted with everyone in this episode.
And it was all really good.
It was all fantastic. I loved it.
It's so good. Just everything about it. I can't say anything more than it's just so good.
I know, that's what I feel like we always do that. We're always just like, look, we're trying not to give you spoilers, it's just good.
Let me just tell you, it's fantastic. It's phenomenal. I can't wait to talk spoilers.
It's so good.
So good. Well, in an effort to go ahead and get to those spoilers, introduction to statistics, spoiler free.
Oh, dude, this might... Look, I know I said I love Spanish 101, but this might be my new favorite episode.
Okay.
Okay. It's so good.
It's good.
So good.
It's good, yeah.
It's great. I love it.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot that happened. God, it's so good.
It's hilarious.
Abed enough. He's enough for the whole episode.
And then Pierce.
And then I forgot about that for a split second. Yep.
And then Troy's reaction to Pierce.
And the funny thing is like they're not even really separate. I mean, there is an A and a B plot to it, but it's all kind of one big plot. Mm-hmm. But it all flows so well. Oh, it's so good.
It's so great. It's just so great.
I'm visualizing the one scene at the end of the episode, not the end credit scene, but the scene before that with Ovid doing the monologue.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
It's so good.
Yes, actually, that's the episode where I really realized I loved Community, and there are callbacks to that in like season three. It's great. Like it's great.
I love that even the writers are like, yeah, this is the best episode.
Oh, it's for sure the best episode. Or one of them, for sure. At least it's the best episode you've seen so far.
It's up there.
Yeah, for sure. Now, they're all the best episode. That's the problem with this show. Each episode's better than the last one until, like, season four. And then even after season four, they just keep getting better.
That's my problem is I'm always like with other shows I've kind of, you know, I'll have my set like three or four episodes and I'm like, okay, this is my favorite episode. This one, everyone's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. And then as you finish the show, you'll be like, huh, that was this episode. And then you'll go back and watch that episode and then it's not that episode. And they're like 16 different ones and they're all they're equally good. And
I love it.
Mm-hmm. The show knows what it does well, and it does it well.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess since we're both dying to get to spoilers.
We're dying. We're God, so good.
Yes. So, spoiler alert for Football Feminism U and possibly Introduction to Statistics. We'll try to stay away from that as much as possible until we give you the next spoiler warning. But just in case, you have been warned. All right, so Marty, what did you think of Football Feminism in U? And what were your favorites and least favorite moments?
First of all, I have a quote. I have an immediate quote.
Go for it.
It's when so they're talking about, you know, the whole thing is football and feminism. And so the whole kind of, I guess, starter of the show is Shirley's like, Britta, do you have to, hang on, I'll get my note up. All right. Britta says, no, Shirley says, I have to go to the bathroom first, Britta. And then Britta says, oh no, I don't have to go. And then Shirley looks very offended. And he's, I'll go. What? She's offended? Jeff, girls go in groups. Did you learn nothing from stand-up comedy in the 90s?
Yes. Yes.
And then she goes, and then Britta goes, I want to try some more mainstream feminine stuff. Fine, I'll go with her next time. Jeff, well, then you should know nothing says I'm a woman like doing it with me. Britta, nothing says I'm a pig like you. Amen. Just out of nowhere, will they, won't they? Sexual tension. Jeff, I bet it makes the group uncomfortable when you talk about it. It's like we're characters in a show you're watching. I bet. Well, that's sort of my gimmick. But we did lean on that pretty hard last week. I can lay low for an episode. And then it just cuts into the music.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. I love it. I love when they break the fourth wall.
It's Abed is the perfect character. He's the best.
He is.
Oh, I was having to explain like what the word meta meant to somebody earlier today. And I'm like, so he will say stuff like, that's sort of my gimmick. But we did lean on that pretty heavily last episode.
it's so good.
So good.
Abed carries this show, man.
Yes and no. Like, they all carry the show. That's the thing.
They all do. Yeah. But I feel like Abed brings comedy into it when there's like you need a comedic moment. It's just like Abed will say something random like that and it's hilarious.
Yes. It totally. It's phenomenal. I like when Pelton walked in and goes, well, look at this group having some kind of meeting and being so diverse. There is just one of every kind of you, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, I love him. I miss the Dean, man.
He's so good.
He's so good. The whole Jeff-Dean interaction is great as well.
The whole Jeff-everyone interaction is great.
Yeah. He's the guy that's friends with everyone, and I vibe with that. Like, I'm somehow both Jeff and Abed at the same time.
That's what Dan Harmon said, who created the show. He's got two different sides, and one of them's Jeff and one of them's Abed.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Honestly, I think I'm just Abed at this point. I'm pretty much convinced that I'm just Abed.
That's fair. That's fair. But it's not a bad thing. That means you're my favorite character, dude. It's great.
Thank you. And I guess sometimes it's not bad. It gets kind of weird. You're just sitting there.
You're
like,
the comedic relief, though.
Yes, but I also like break up the emotional impact of the scene. Like, I don't know.
I love that, though.
Well,
listen, man, be confident in that Abed self.
Yes, I will. I will do that. Cool. Well,
I mean, what did you think of this episode? What are your favorite? You know,
I love the football scene where Jeff goes, "I'm saying you're a football player. It's in your blood." And Troy goes, "That's racist. Your soul, that's racist. Your eyes, that's gay. That's homophobic. That's black. That's racist."
That's
dang.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it when, and I'll go back to this, because we were talking about Jeff and Pelton, and I kind of skipped over this.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it when, you know, Jeff's complaining about his poster. He's like, I didn't agree to this. And Pelton goes, Jeffrey, did you not read the release agreement on the back of your registration form? I'm starting to see why someone used to be a lawyer up top. And then he puts his hand up for a high five. And then Jeff continues talking. Look, if someone from the outside were to find... And then he high-fives him. Okay, if someone from the outside were to find out I'm a student at a community college, that could have a negative impact on my future career. Like, he goes into it, but it was just the sigh of the break of him just like, fine, high-five. Now, back to the important thing.
Yes, I like the line that kind of like, or I think it came right after. Goodness, look what we have stumbled onto. An opportunity to help each other out. I suppose I wouldn't need this promotional campaign if I could announce to the press that Troy Barnes is playing football here.
Yeah, I love, because, you know, Annie was kind of crushing on Troy, I guess, and like wanting him to be, you know, like study and focus on studying, which was valid. But when she jumped out of the bushes,
yes.
She saw Jeff and she goes, aha, I've been following you. How much did the dean pay you to make Troy play football? I'm not having a, and then Jeff says, I'm not having a conversation with someone who emerges from a bush because I'm right. No, because I'm not in a commercial for breakfast cereal.
Yes.
That's something I would say. And like, first of all, I'm going to start saying that now. Not that I know anyone who emerges from a bush, but you know, the opportunity when it rises, I'm going to use that.
Yes. If anyone ever emerges from a bush.
I know some people that probably would scare me and I'd be like, look.
Not gonna... Yeah,
that quote was probably my favorite. I found that so funny, man.
Oh, it was really so good. I loved the when Pierce and the dean were trying to come up with the mascot and they were like taking distinct features from different groups.
Yeah. Different ethnicities and stuff, and they were like, okay.
It's hilarious. And then Jeff goes, I think not being racist is the new racism.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
It was so, oh, and they had like a mannequin and they had all the what was it? What was the, they had some singer, I can't remember the name, Seal, they had Seal on a board.
Yes.
They were like, it goes from Seal to Steal something, and it was, I don't know, man, it was great, I loved it.
It was, and then the final product, where it's just the dude in the bodysuit.
That like, was terrifying.
It was, but he can't see, he can't talk, he's just there.
He's just like, he can't talk, but trust me, I know that means hello, and the guy's just struggling.
It's hilarious. I don't remember the line.
Jeff said something in that was hilarious, dude. He was like, dear God.
Oh, the dean has pictures of me, horrible pictures of me attending his school.
Oh, dude, that mascot was terrifying though. That's like nightmare. That's nightmare fuel for sure.
Seriously. I'm trying to
I'm
find...
I'm going to like send that to someone just anonymously, just no context, and they're going to be like, why? And I'm going to be like, go watch Community and you'll get it. But
yes.
Also, good luck sleeping.
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to find the lyrics from... From the Troy kind of rap thing.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to think.
What was his name? What was his football name?
Oh, T-Bone. Because
T-Bone,
he's a guy that plays football and his name starts with T.
Yeah. How'd you know that was my name? Because you're a guy who plays football and your name starts with a T. I also found it funny when Jeff was like, you know how many professional football players have started at community college? And then Troy goes, name one. And he goes, who's your favorite football player? Me, myself.
Oh,
oh my God. Yeah, it was so good.
I like, okay, so I found the line. So it's hip, Hop, body don't stop. Riverside got the broom, don't need a mop. Put your team in a box, put a ribbon on top. We're not John Kerry because we don't flip-flop. And then Annie goes, Troy, why are you doing our politically conservative high school's shamefully outdated fight rap? Have you been playing football? As he leaves, he said, class blows. What I need to know about the universe is that I'm at the center of it. And he goes, oh, bing, bong, sing along. Your team's Al Gore because your views are wrong. And he just cracks me up.
It's so good. Dude, that has to be the end card for this. Just you singing that song.
I will see if I can find it. I will. Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's so great. I just had to find it because just the your team's Al Gore because your views are wrong. It cracks me up every time.
It's so good. Oh, it was a bop though, you know.
Oh yeah, and then there was another one towards the end at the pep rally. I'm gonna see if I can find it real quick.
That's right, there was another one.
Let me see.
It's so good. It was the one that they were all chanting, the like whole football team, wasn't it?
Yeah, let me just...
When Jeff walked in, it was like, Troy, don't do this.
Yes, it really was. The
music from this show is so good.
It gets better, I promise. I haven't found the thing
better
yet.
Than Spanish 101 rap?
Yes. There's a whole song, I'm getting rid of Britta. I'm getting rid of the bee. She's a GDB. It's hilarious. And that's like, this is the actual way they sing it. It's phenomenal.
I love that.
I found it. Greendale, we're number one. Nancy Pelosi is no fun. It's so funny.
So good.
There's something else that I saw just a second ago. I'm gonna see if I can find again. When Annie comes up, I've decided to support Troy. They deploy things in football, right? I went for rhyme over clarity. look, I'm really sorry about before. And this is Jeff, and he goes, I just think we were both wrong. And Annie goes, really? Because I'm an 18-year-old girl, and you made me cry in public.
Crying. I love the whole Britta bathroom interaction.
Oh, it was hilarious. Because
it was first of all, that is exactly what happens in women's restrooms. like you will walk in. I've walked into bathrooms before and I'll just like slowly back in because there's like always someone crying. No, dude, you joke. It's like kind of fun. And I've been in situations before and you always want to be supportive of your friends, but there's times where you're like, God, we're crying in a bathroom. Do you think the guys know? Do you think they know like how many people know? Now you know. I've revealed the secret.
Now you've revealed it on live podcast.
Oh God. All the women are gonna come for me.
You'll have to send them to this episode so they can be mad at you.
I just get canceled.
You ruined it for the women.
I ruined it for the world. I mean, look, people clearly already knew about it. It's in an episode of Community.
Who wrote this episode?
I don't know, but someone who knew. Someone who knew. Listen, Dan, I don't know how you found out about this.
I don't think it was Dan. It's not Megan Gans. She doesn't come until later. By the way, a friend of mine will make an introduction when we get to one of her episodes. That's like season 2, episode 6. Mm-hmm. But we can talk about an interview then. But yes. Yeah. They're good at what they do, I will tell you that.
It's very fun. And I love that Britta was just I related to Britta a little too much in this episode. Because she was just like, well, you know, maybe he's having, I tend to be like a more positive person, I guess. I'm just like, you know, maybe he was having a bad day, Shirley. You know, you don't know his situation. And Shirley was just like, oh, so you take his side. And then And then Annie was crying to mother. She was like, why do we get so upset over Minnie? And Bridget just goes, I have no idea. And then she's like, I mean, are you doing okay, honey? It's like, I was like,
when Sherman came in and then like offered the hug, because that's my girl. And Annie's like just waiting for it. And she goes to Britta. It's so funny.
It's so good. No, dude, I'm all of the characters at this point. Like, it's so weird.
It is. I think Britta is what the Abed was supposed to be, kind of like the social outcast in this one. And it's so good.
There's like that whole scene of Britta, I'm just like, yeah, all right. I was like, well, you weren't my favorite character. You're getting up there now.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Because you're a little too much like me. I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else before we move on to intro to stats?
I think I'm good for this episode.
I think I am too. Well, all right, so official spoiler warning for introduction to statistics. We managed not to spoil it yet, but we are starting now. All right, Marty. Go.
Dude, the Day of the Dead party.
Mexican Halloween.
I love it when she kept calling it like everything. And I'm gonna butcher that. She kept calling the Dance of the Dead, and Senor Trang was just like, you don't have to do that.
Like, and then she would say it in like the Spanish, and then like looking at him, and he. And that's what his response.
He's like,
was.
You're getting the extra credit anyway. You don't have to do it. Oh man. Okay, immediately I have to talk about it. I have to talk about it. Batman Abed.
Hey, Batman.
He's like, no, you're not. Jeff's like, no, you're not. He's just like, I know I'm not. You don't have to be mean about it.
It's so good. He hadn't broken characters.
I love it. I love Batman Abed. I'm always a big fan. Like, ever since I was younger, I would always, like, watch TV, and I would always look forward to the Halloween episodes, because Halloween episodes of shows just, I don't know, man. There's something about them. They're just always good.
They are, but if you think this is the best, you have something else coming. It gets better.
I keep getting so tempted to watch the show, and then I'm like, okay, but then I won't remember to talk about it for the podcast.
You can always rewatch. Like, I've seen it through twice.
This is fair. However, I don't like watching multiple shows at a time. So when I watch my 2 to 3 episodes, I feel good about it, because I'm like, okay, I got my limit. I got my 2 to 3 episodes a week, and then I'm good, because then I can go watch my other show and not like get confused. You know, I tend to. I don't know. If I watch too many shows at once, I get confused about the plots. And then I'm like, wait, where did we go?
Now, I will say this. This comes in way later in the show, but Abed was in Cougar Town. So if you ever want to like have a little slice of Community, just watch Cougar Town for a little while.
All right. Nice.
He was actually in Cougar Town. It plays in later. It's quite funny.
I love that.
Yes. So I have your, I'm guessing your favorite Abed Batman line. Or my favorite Abed Batman line. I'm
it's
not gonna
so
put words
good.
In your mouth. So Jeff goes, Batman? Abed, yeah. Jeff, are you staying for the party?
If I stay, there can be no party. I must be out there in the night, staying vigilant. Wherever a party needs to be saved, I'm there. Wherever there are masks or there's tomfoolery and joy, I'm there. But sometimes I'm not, because I'm out there in the night, staying vigilant, watching, lurking, running, jumping, hurtling, sleeping. No, I can't sleep. You sleep. I'm awake. I don't sleep. I don't blink. Am I a bird? No, I'm a bat. I am Batman. Or am I? Yes, I'm Batman. Happy Halloween.
It's so good.
It is, and I butchered the voice. I usually have a good Batman voice, but I've been yelling most of the night, and so I don't
You're
have a
good.
I'm Batman.
I love it. That's to be fair, Abed didn't have a great Batman voice.
But it's perfect for the Christian Bale Batman. It's like dead on.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, it's so good. I love it so much. Pierce getting high, that's something we need to talk about.
What was it Troy said? He is tripping balls or something like that.
Okay, he was like, dude, because they were trying to get Jeff to help, and Jeff was trying to, like, go with his teacher that never worked out. And like, he was just like, dude, he keeps saying he's going to kill himself, but he doesn't want to call the cops because he's afraid he'll get busted for getting high.
It's so funny.
It's so good. And the whole interaction of them being out, like, he's just taking his medicine, and some dude's in the bathroom like, dude, what you got? And he's like, Starburns. Oh, you know, hard stuff.
The cool stuff.
The cool stuff. I love it. When what did Starburns say? He was like, dude, what did you give me? I want to kiss everyone in the room. And then he was like, what did you give me? I can't pee.
No, it was so Pierce walks up and goes, dude, what'd you slip me? I'm grinding my teeth and want to kiss everyone in the room. Starburns goes, what did you give me, man? I can't pee. And my heart stopped racing.
So good.
I
love it. It's so funny.
There's so much. Just like what you were talking about, the teacher. So Senior Chang walks up. Is there a breeze in here? Because someone struck out. And Jeff goes, she blew you off too, Chang. And Chang goes, is that what you have to fall back on? Look at me, bro. Look at me. I've got the body of a fifth grader. If I was working with what you've got, she'd be at the Comfort Inn right now giving me a Mexican Halloween. I love how that joke guy continued the whole time.
It's so good.
It is. Just, I'm not going to read the line off for personal reasons, but the opening line where, like, Annie's introducing the Dia de los Muertos party, which some people call a Mexican Halloween.
You hear that?
And, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, you just cut off for a second, but you're good.
All right. That just, it cracked me up, where, like, Senor Chang's response to that was hilarious to me.
It was so good. But yeah, the whole introduction to the teacher, and she's just like, no.
No. But it was even funnier, though, like, when he went back, and then, like, she's like, stay three steps behind and don't make eye contact.
And then Jeff and Chang just made eye contact, and he was like, he gave him a thumbs up.
I love Chang's moped.
Moped, the moped. And at the end, when
slow down.
Jeff was like, I have to save my friends. And he was just like, loser, like he came by. Or he wasn't a loser. He said something like that.
He said loser.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah.
And he just ran past on the moped. It was so good.
Yeah, it's so funny. I liked when Britta was meeting Slater. Whoa, yippee-ki-yay, I thought you weren't a costume guy. And Jeff goes, you had to have one to get in here, squirrel. Britta, oh, so where'd you get it? Because I didn't think any costume stores would be open this late. Well, I don't know what you're getting at. Britta, I think the words you're looking for are, I own a cowboy hat, or a cowboy outfit. And it is tight, too. Did you buy it like that, your toy gun to my head? I said, yeah, or I'd say yes. And Professor Slater goes, hi, Michelle Slater, PhD, Britta Perry, GED.
It was, I love it when Britta, the Britta and Shirley story where Shirley kept trying to tear up the office and everything. Like she had her water hose through the window somehow. And she was like, okay, Britta walked in. She was like, what are you doing? And like, Britta was like clearly a little jealous, but she was like, well, I'm gonna sit here and hold the thing. You're gonna go outside and turn on the water. Now go. And Britta was like, we can't do this. And then Shirley was like, you're right. It's just because my husband, and like, she had a whole story about it. And then Britta was like, and Shirley was like, look at all her awards. She seems nice. And Britta said something like, yeah, and show offy. And then she just broke off
the
statue.
Nice, like, and I don't remember what the word was, but yes, it was hilarious. But I love Shirley as Harry Potter, but everybody thought she was Urkel.
Yeah. She was just like, hello, mates. And then it was just like, oh, thanks, Urkel. I'm Harry Potter. Really?
And then the guy walks by and goes, hey, nice Urkel.
He It was so good.
It was. But we haven't even mentioned the best line yet, and it was when Annie was trying to get Jeff to come to the party, and she's like, if you come to this, it'll be the only party I've ever thrown where people didn't have to leave early so they could get home and watch the news. And then she continues pitying herself and goes, I was so unpopular in high school, the crossing guards used to lure me into traffic.
I love that she was like yelling and everyone just kind of turned around in the hallway.
It's so good.
Like watching her. And then he went to the teacher party or whatever, and she was like, oh my god, they're going home to the news, failed again. I also love Britta's squirrel costume. It was great. Yeah, I feel like, you know, I get tired of Halloween. It was something like, I get tired of Halloween being objectifying for women and wearing sexy costumes. And then Annie turns around, it's like a full, you know, like, it's a very showy kind of costume. And Britta just looks down, she has her fake giant nut in her hand.
Yeah, and then as Annie's just like walking away, it was great. Yeah. It was something like, I hate when women use Halloween as an excuse to dress like something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I do remember. I'm just not going to say it. How about
yeah.
that? It was hilarious. It was
great.
It's sometimes. It's so funny. It just really is. Now, the end credits, when they're just sitting there, like, I think it was the end credits. I'm not 100% sure, but Troy's like, that's one of my biggest fears. I mean, what is? Like, if I ever woke up as a donut, you would eat yourself?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't even question it. I bet. That'd be tasty.
They were just sitting in the library talking. To be fair, though, he said something before about it, and he was like, dude, could you imagine being a blah, blah, blah? And then he said the donut line. It was so good.
It's so funny.
The end credits are always great. The previous end credit I thought was funny, too, on episode 6, where... they were in the like dean's office, I guess, or like the school, and they were on the mics. They were just like, ha ha, lock your doors next time. And two cops show up that look strangely similar to them.
It's so good.
And then they just look at each other, and like the guy who looks like Abed raises his hand, and then Abed raises.
So funny. So
like
funny.
Mirroring. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's great. I've got one more quote I'm going to mention. The rest of them, like, you just can't go through all of these.
Yeah, the whole episode's too good to go through all of them.
Yeah, actually, I've got two more. So the next one I have is when Jeff is talking to Pierce. He goes, more importantly, you're dressed like a gladiator in a desk force that you built during a bad trip. If life is just a series of ridiculous attempts to be alive, you're a hero to everything that's ever lived. It's so funny.
I found it funny when Abed came through, like the tables and chairs were about to fall because he bumped it or something, and Abed came through and grabbed both of them in the Batman costume.
So great.
It's so good.
So funny. Then my last quote, and then I'll give you a chance to say whatever. Well, okay.
No, you're good.
These are
adding.
This is sort of one quote. I'm going to, yeah. So Jeff, Bernoulli's my favorite. Little known fact, statistics were not his only love. He's also famous for his French sauce used on meat and poultry. Slater, that's Bernays. Jeff Winger, oh, we may need to settle this at a restaurant. And Slater goes, that's cute. A little aggressive, but as a busy, confident woman of authority, I'm attracted to men who take charge. And Jeff, are you being sarcastic or am I nailing it? And Slater goes, you were nailing it until you had to ask. Jeff, oh, dang it. Starting over. Hey, you, in the skirt, date me. And Slater, I'd like to, Mr. Winger. You're tall, dress nice. I've graded enough of your test sheets to know I'd never feel mentally inadequate. And continues on with, like, I don't date students. And then
it's so good.
He, like, continues the whole I'm probably older than you are thing until it gets to the point where he's like, most of the students at community college are mature, and that's when Abed walks up in his Batman costume.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's, hey, Jeff, you coming to the party? Oh, it's so good.
I have a conflict.
Oh my god.
It conflicts with my enjoyment of life.
Man, it's so good. The whole episode. That's why, like, I told you before we started recording this, at least I think it was before, I didn't take many notes on this because I was so into the episode that, like, I just didn't write it down because I was like, there's too much to write down. The whole episode is so good.
100% agree. It's so phenomenal. Like, I'm sitting here looking at a list of, like, most of the funniest quotes from any show ever, and I can't use half of them because there's just not time.
There's not time. There's no time.
There is no time.
There is no time. Yep.
We need Inspector
Space
Time.
So many episodes.
Yes. Now, you know, I mentioned last week that, like, we should do a podcast after this called Grant and Marty Write a Sitcom.
We absolutely should.
After watching this, we really should. Like, I'm going to be writing down some ideas. You write down some ideas.
We pitch it at the end.
Actually, yes.
We get Dan back on. We're like, Dan, listen, we have a great idea.
Or you go directly to NBC and you do it like as a, like a live Zoom call or something. I don't know, but like we could, if we did it right, we could pick up some notoriety pretty quickly.
Fair enough.
So
I love the idea of that. Just us writing a sitcom over a podcast.
It would be great. Like we could sit here, we could pitch ideas, let the listeners decide which one they'd rather listen to, and then we could develop like a whole mini Bible and script for it. Like, little known fact, when I was younger, like 8th grade, Amazon had this thing where you could like write up an idea and you could send it into them. And I wrote up this whole idea. I didn't get to the script portion because, again, I was like 13. But yeah. I made it like 3 months before they turned me down. Then I wrote up another one and then it was gone within a day. So I figure I made it pretty late stage with that first idea.
Nice.
So I have experience.
I feel like that just happens. Like, people get creative and we all just like write. Like, I write songs all the time, and, like, I have so many ideas in my head that I never write down, but I'm like, this would be a great book, and, like, mm-hmm. And I have so many, but, like, I don't ever, like, write it, because, like, I don't know, I'm creative enough to do it, but I also just don't have the patience to do it fully, but, like, yeah, we should definitely sit down and write a sitcom.
We should, and then we should pitch it at the end of the podcast, like, maybe take a year and a half or something, and just write the thing. Yeah, that'd be fun.
It would. And then I'll be like, NBC, legally, you cannot turn me down because it's ableism. No, I'm just kidding. Right? Right?
Or, and on second thought, we could just have such a big audience that we're like, look, we've already got like 300,000, 400,000 people that would watch it before we've even tried.
That's so good.
We should just do it.
We should do it. I love that I would say that and be like, no, just kidding. But I cannot speak today. There are very offensive jokes in this, but also they're funny, so it's okay.
Yes, they are funny. And I don't think there's anything too terribly offensive here. Like,
nah.
I just enjoy it.
They make it to where the humor's like, it's from people who could be, who... The only people who tell the jokes are the people who would be offended by it, so they tell it, so it's okay.
Right. And I don't know, I just enjoyed it. That's actually, so Chevy Chase had like a big falling out with Dan Harmon that was like really famous, and so he felt like he was the butt of every joke, because he's kind of the butt of every joke.
Yeah. Well, Chevy Chase just is, though.
Yeah, his style of humor can't be used anymore, and so it only works in stuff like this where they're making fun of it, and it's perfect.
It only works in stuff. It worked in the 90s. It was fine, but now it's like, this is, like, yeah, you can't say these things anymore, but we can make fun of the fact that you said them.
Right. And, yeah, he got fired, I think, for, like, publicly using the N-word or something. It was not good.
Yeah.
He came back, but it was just not good. But yes, they do a good job. I guess we should probably move to letter grades if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, so football, feminism, and you. What do you have, Marty?
I think simply because I can't give them... I love this episode, but I can't give them all A pluses, or like I would.
Yes.
But I think I'm going to give it an A. I think a solid A is good.
I was thinking a solid A because, again, you can't give them all A pluses. As good as they all are, and as much enjoyment as we get, you can't do it.
Because let's be honest, dude, the next one is double. So.
Okay, so this next one, I've got an S tier on it. I think it's probably one of the best episodes, and it is.
I agree. It's so good. So it's definitely S tier.
So good. I'm so happy I got to rewatch it and like had to rewatch it. Like otherwise I would never have come back to it. I didn't remember it enough to. But just those dancing skeletons with like dancing Annie and
it looked like a you know like the 1970s or maybe it was like the 90s, but they had like the 70s background mm-hmm. of like kind of like trippy high looking, and then there's yes. people dancing. That's what that was like. It looked like a music from the early 90s, like
for sure.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. And it led to a great line, the last line I'm using here because I have to stop myself. Those floating Mexican skeletons were right. My life is over. And Jeff, well, when we go to floating skeletons with our problems, we get what we pay for, don't we? So good.
It's so good.
I've laughed.
I love
so
the whole. Yeah, it's so good. I mean, what do you? Yeah, I think the whole S tier for this episode. It's definitely my favorite so far, and I'm sure I'm gonna change it like 8 times or like multiple times within the year that we do this podcast. But like,
yeah,
I think this is one that's gonna stick up there. You know, like it's gonna stay.
When we're down here low in the episode count, we should probably like start doing a like a list to where we keep track of them, and then at the end of the year we kind of figure out what our favorite episodes were.
We just binge watch them all again and we're like, oh.
I don't have time for that. I definitely won't have time for that in college.
Okay, look, but they're in college. You're gonna find this funnier when you go to college.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, this is like my favorite show of all time. I never understood why nobody watched it. And then you find out later when they go to Yahoo that people were just watching the whole time.
I told Erin about it the other day, and she was like, that's come up in my feed so many times. Like, it's always number one in my recommended. I'm like, go watch it. It's so good.
Yeah, I think she would enjoy it. It seems like the type of thing she would enjoy.
Oh, for sure.
Shout out to her because
shout out to Erin.
Yes. Hi. Anyway, I guess I'll tell you where you can find us. I will say website in the works as of now for the entire Much Talk Network. Because I have a little bit of free time and boom shakalaka. Anyway, if you want to contact us, you could do that at muchtalkaboutcommunity@gmail.com. We would love to have an email from you. It's great. You can also send us an Instagram, DM, message, comment, like, follow us at Much Talk About Nothing. Oh, Lord. At Much Talk About Community. Sorry, I diverted into my other show. You can also.
Which you should also go watch.
Thank you. Thank you for the shout out, which I accidentally shouted out as well. So, wow, that's fourth Wally. Anyway.
which is fitting for this episode.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's my gimmick. You can follow us on Twitter at MTACpod. You can send us a voice message at anchor.fm/MTACpod. We would love to hear that. Please do leave a review. I've been begging for reviews recently. We're trying to get to Apple's new and noteworthy. So if you're enjoying this, just take like 5 minutes and write a 5-star review and tell your friends, tell your study group about us. We love doing this, and we're really hoping to have some cool people on. Plus, it would be great to have a built-in audience for Grant and Marty write a sitcom. Yeah, so for Marty, I've been Grant, and stick around after the music for a fitting end credit scene, probably featuring Al Gore in some way, shape, or form. Hey guys, I know I promised that you would get the intake, and that is coming, but first I have a shout out I have to give to a few people who did our guest that episode on our social media. So if you don't do that already, go ahead and follow us there because you can win a shout out. So first shout out is to @IsaacEely. 06 who correctly guessed it was Biology 101 from Season 3, Episode 1. Also correctly guessing it is at Eva Sophia 2. And at Live from Pony Pod, that's a cool show. We're actually having at Eva Sophia 2 on next episode as well. So that'll be exciting. And then from Twitter, that last list was from our Instagram, but from Twitter we have at LilBruiser14, Bruiser with a Z, who also correctly guessed Biology 101. So thank you so much to everyone who participated, and keep doing it. We'll keep doing it throughout the weeks. Have a good one. Here's the intake.
Try to Wonder Boy. You dropped your books, Poindexter.
Troy, I've been waiting for an hour.
It's all right. I'm worth it. Hip, hop, body don't stop. Rip aside, got the broom, don't need a mop. Put your team in the box, put a ribbon on top. We're not John Kerry because we don't flip-flop. Say ho.
Troy, why are you doing our politically conservative high school's shamefully outdated fight rap? Have you been playing football?
We were skinning around a couple of times. Still got it.
But you knew we had an astronomy test tomorrow.
Class blows. What I need to know about the universe is that I'm at the center of it. Oh, bing, bong, sing along. Your team's Al Gore because your views are wrong.
Troy, stop.